Good morning. It's Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's strongest stories share a through line. What you do in midlife matters enormously for cognitive health. The lead story, a 10-year longitudinal study, finds diverse lifestyle activities beat the APOE EMBER4 gene in predicting Alzheimer's risk, a finding more actionable than any genetic test. A major independent review, meanwhile, challenges the efficacy of today's leading Alzheimer's drugs, and a University of Aberdeen gut biopsy discovery suggests neurodegeneration may be detectable years before brain symptoms appear. Rounding out the issue, why rapamycin may blunt your exercise gains, and how the immune system ages along strikingly different paths in men versus women. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Midlife Hobbies Outperform the APOE M4 Gene in Predicting Alzheimer's Risk. According to Neuroscience News, a 10-year longitudinal study finds that engaging in diverse lifestyle activities, reading, socializing, learning new skills, in midlife is a stronger predictor of cognitive health than carrying the APOE M4 gene, the most well-known Alzheimer's risk variant. This is the one to read today. AI flags appendix removal and gut disruption as Alzheimer's risk factors, from Neuroscience News. A large-scale AI analysis has identified appendix removal and long-term gut microbiome disruption as meaningful predictors of Alzheimer's risk, reinforcing the gut-brain axis hypothesis. Alzheimer's drugs offer little benefit, major review finds, and the problem goes deeper than the science. From The Conversation, a comprehensive new review of leading anti-amyloid Alzheimer's drugs, the class including lecanemab and donanemab, concludes they probably result in little to no difference across key measures of dementia severity. Four common medications that may raise dementia risk, and a few that may help. From the New York Times. Research reviewed by the New York Times identifies several widely used medications, including certain anticholinergics and sleep aids, that appear to meaningfully raise long-term dementia risk, while others, statins, blood pressure drugs, may be protective. In supplement news, rapamycin may blunt the exercise response in older adults. From lifespan.io. A new human study suggests rapamycin, the most studied longevity drug in animal models, may interfere with the body's adaptation to exercise in older adults, potentially diminishing one of the most powerful pro-longevity interventions available. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.